WDKX.com is where you go for all the entertainment news and information on today's podcast. I'm here with Cookie from Memory Lane. Hello, Cookie. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tariq. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and I feel a lot better because I think it was last week you said something about happiness, and you wanted to put together a podcast about it. And I know a lot of people are going through some stuff, as always. Whether it's the new time of year, or it's Valentine's Day,
right,
or the weather's terrible, or it's about to break. Whenever you find this podcast, and you said something about happiness that just stuck with me for like 7 days until we got to this podcast. What did you say about happiness?
I always say and believe that happiness is intentional. That every single day, you get to choose happiness. Regardless to whatever's going on around you, your circumstances, situations, happiness is intentional.
Now, it's interesting because I got a flip side to that, but I want to stick on the happiness part of it. How did you come across this line? Because I'd never heard of it before. Maybe it's been said different ways, but I believe you are absolutely right. When you wake up during the day, you choose to be in what mood you want to be in.
Yes.
No one should be making you turn into a mood. You choose it.
Right. No one can control how you feel or the mood you're in. When someone is controlling your mood, your day, your thoughts, then they control all of you because they own you then. Mm. And see, I've been in that where, you know, just briefly went through a divorce, mm-hmm. played the victim to the hilt. Mm-hmm. And every time you play the victim, you lose a part of yourself. And one day I decided that, wait a minute, this marriage didn't break up because of everything he did. Mm-hmm. You played a part in the breakup in this marriage. So when I began to own what I did, I let go of the shame of being divorced. I let go of the blame of being divorced. Mm. And as I began to work through that, it started to change how I saw myself.
All right. So it's so interesting because as soon as you said that, I was listening to a podcast. A gentleman brought this up and he mentioned the fact that his name is Eric Thomas. He was talking a bit about not wanting to deal with your own truth.
Right.
Whatever it is that you're dealing with was your own truth. And you putting yourself in positions that you shouldn't be in because you don't want to deal with the truth that it's you that doesn't want to, you know, follow the rules. It's you that doesn't want
right.
to admit that your spending is out of control. It's you that doesn't want to admit that you played a role in whatever didn't work
out. Whatever didn't work out, whether it was the job, a relationship, whatever, loss, and not just intimate relationships, but with your friends. Mm-hmm. So what I began to do is I had to start telling myself the truth. And by telling myself the truth, that's also some of, you know, dealing with the negative and the bad things that I've dealt with, but also dealing with the positive things and the strengths that I had. So it became a balancing act because it is so much easier to talk down about yourself or to talk down about another person than it is to see the good and add value to that person's life or even to your own life.
And to blame someone else just takes the weight off you. So it's their fault.
Right.
I'm here.
Right.
Their fault. I don't have this. It's their fault. As you get a little bit older and more mature, you realize I can't blame them anymore. Now I'm the adult.
Right. And the thing is that once you start blaming people, you take away the accountability for yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to be accountable for your own actions, your own thoughts, and the situations and the people you put yourself around.
Now, happiness, how do you keep it consistent? Because sometimes you have a bad day or something comes up out of the blue. How do you sort of fight through that? Because everybody has, you know, okay, Cookie has a great idea. I'm going to start off my day the right way, feeling happy. And then something bad happens. And then you feel like it's a snowball. And then it keeps
right.
coming. So how do you sort of fight through that?
First of all, I look at the situation. Mm. Because the person I'm dealing with may have had a circumstance or issue that's going on I don't even know anything about. Mm-hmm. So instead of taking on what that person is feeling or their emotions or their anger, I empathize for them. I figure, okay, this person must be having a bad day. Something else must be happening. And I don't internalize that and take that on.
Yep.
So it doesn't mean that I don't have bad days. It doesn't mean that, you know, I have moments where I'm not feeling the best, but I don't let those thoughts come in and overtake me.
So everything is a case by case basis. So there'll be times where exactly what you said, you'll run across somebody, or if you're out and about, you're waiting in line
right
at the checkout. And I remember once I was waiting in line at the checkout, and the guy and a lady behind me got into some sort of verbal dispute, and I could feel he was having a bad day.
Right.
And I could feel how she was kind of like, okay, kind of deflecting away from his bad day with little comments that were trying to diffuse it. But he was just, his bad day was spilling out.
Right. Exactly.
There.
Yeah.
And it eventually resolved. It didn't result in any issues. But you can come across people that are just not feeling it that day. That quick encounter will be over. You don't need to engage. You can get out of it.
And sometimes just acknowledging that person's feelings or giving that person a smile or saying, have a nice day,
yeah,
or I hope things get better, that does a lot for not only for you, but for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I did was, you know, there are a lot of motivational coaches and self-help gurus. And what I did is I became my own motivational self-help coach.
Wow.
So what I did was I wrote a mission statement for myself, a personal mission statement. It was a part of a project from school. But I wrote my own personal mission statement, and it is, God is the unfailing, unlimited source of my supply, period. So everything that I have and what I don't have, it comes from a higher source.
Wow.
Then with every corporation, you have a vision. There's a vision statement. So my vision statement became 104 I am statements, positive affirmations that I wrote about myself. I recorded them. And then I play them and I listen to them regularly. So I don't need anybody to affirm me. I affirm myself.
So wait a minute. Let me go back a bit.
Yes.
So for you, you will record your voice saying things.
Positive things about myself. I am beautiful. I am creative. I am understanding. I am powerful. Whatever those affirmations are. I record myself saying them to myself.
And then you play them back.
And I play them back. And that has led me to this point where I don't need an outside person to affirm me. My happiness comes from within, and it is intentional because of that. Because I know who I am, and I believe who I am.
Your happiness is intentional.
Intentional.
Keep that in mind going forward. Thank you for putting that together, because that has been sitting on my mind all week to get to this conversation. But I think a lot of people could use that and make sure and try to implement it into your day. It's interesting people listen to it, and I appreciate it. But now it's time to take what we're talking about and try to implement it. It's not going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy. And this was a 2-year journey for me.
Oh, wow.
It really was 2 years because, number one, letting go of shame and blame for everything,
mm-hmm.
you know. Forgiving people, forgiving myself for making mistakes, mm-hmm. for choosing incorrectly, or for letting go of something that I shouldn't have, you know, just general mistakes.
Yeah.
Going back to people and apologizing. And when I say to you that I opened my own closet door and pulled those skeletons out and dealt with them, that's what I've done.
Wow.
I'm not a perfect person. I still have bad days. I still make mistakes, but I do not let them overtake who I am and steal my joy and my happiness. No one can do that to me.
Your happiness is intentional.
Intentional.
Thank you, Cookie, for this podcast. Make sure you log on to WDKX.com for numerous podcasts, many a guest, DKX people talking to one another.
Yes.
Special guests that stop by. We always have it available at WDKX.com.